I think Gallery had one other song. I can't remember what it is. This was their big hit in 1972, but I can't remember their other hit song. I gotta look that up. Now it's bothering me. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. Before the news here, police in Florida were in the middle of dealing with an armed standoff when a woman drove through the scene on a golf cart completely naked. It was a total coincidence. She had nothing to do with the standoff and no reason to be there. She was arrested. Oh, by the way, the guy in the standoff, he was arrested too, yeah. It's 8 o'clock. Let's check the news. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive wildfire in Southern California has quadrupled in size in a matter of days, forcing thousands of people from their homes in triple-digit heat. Correspondent Ben Tracy has our top story from Big Bear.
The Line Fire outside of Los Angeles exploded over the weekend in the San Bernardino National Forest and is burning out of control.
There's a lot of moving parts that are going on with this fire right now.
More than 600 firefighters are trying to slow the spread of the blaze. The size of the Line Fire and the smoke-filled air forced people in the mountain communities of Running Springs and Arrow Bear Lake to evacuate.
Temperatures there are expected to top 100 again today. Extreme heat is blamed for the death of a four-year-old girl. She was found unresponsive in an SUV parked outside a home west of Phoenix. KPHO-TV's Casey Torres has details from Buckeye.
According to preliminary information, detectives had a reading of 130 degrees inside the vehicle after the door were open and the girl was taken out. Police say the temperature outside around that time was about 107 degrees.
Police say a family member realized the child was missing a couple of hours after they got home. No one has been charged. A manhunt has entered its third day in the woods of southeast Kentucky for a gunman who opened fire randomly on a highway in Laurel County, wounding five people. London Mayor Randall Weddle.
It's a lot of jagged rocks, cliff sides, and then there's caves. And some of these caves are very deep.
Police say the 32-year-old suspect purchased an AR-15-style rifle legally on Saturday. All five victims are expected to survive. A potential tropical storm is brewing in the Gulf of Mexico, threatening the Texas and Louisiana coasts. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore.
It will be a hurricane at landfall. The track this morning has shifted a little bit farther to the east, right over Acadiana. This is for Wednesday and Wednesday night.
Damaging winds and storm surge both expected. Overseas, the UN Human Rights Council is meeting in Geneva as tensions grow in the Middle East. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk asked countries to act on what he called Israel's blatant disregard for international law in occupied Palestinian territories.
Ending the war and averting a full-blown regional conflict is an absolute and urgent priority.
Google's second antitrust trial in less than a year beginning in Virginia. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The government wants a court to force Google to sell its software business related to advertising, arguing that its monopoly power has harmed competition.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A manhunt is underway in Kenosha for the person suspected of shooting and killing a pregnant woman Friday. 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin is 5'3", 105 pounds, and accused of shooting the 22-year-old soon-to-be mother Friday afternoon. His image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on raises for subs later today. Long-term substitute teachers could potentially earn just more than $29 an hour. The city of Racine has approved a $150,000 grant to install two new harm reduction vending machines. They'll be put in at the public library in the Bryant Community Center. No criminal charges will be filed against officers involved in the July 10th shooting of Jesse Pratt at Cliffside Park. Pratt had admitted to killing his mother and reached for his weapon despite officer commands. And Starbucks is proposing to convert a former North Shore bank in Kenosha into a new cafe. A final review of the plan in the Southport Plaza is expected at a planned commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that they've been relying too much on big plays.
Everybody goes through swoons. It just seems like today they're all, this whole week, it seems like we've really relied on the homer and haven't played the game. And against left-handed pitching, we haven't been great.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Jell-O, you know what they make Jell-O out of? Bones and hooves. I always thought that was an urban legend. Bones and hooves. What kind of madman?
Let me have the bones and hooves. I've got an idea for a kid's dessert. It'll be huge. We'll get Cosby to do the commercials. Everyone trusts him. Anyone using the eyeballs? I can make an abacus. I've got tons of ideas. They say laughter is the best medicine, and it is, after you've received real medicine. From a real medical professional. Prior to that, you don't want any laughter. You don't want a doctor giggling during an exam. Oh my gosh, this is your body? Oh, nice man boobs.
Could win not only the green
or the gold, but also the green and gold in our next statewide Text to Win contest. Starts next week here at WRJN. Details are on the way. Keep listening, all right? Yeah. WRJN with Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
know, the Association did a theme song to a movie once, 1969. Remember the movie? Goodbye, Columbus. It was a big super hit movie. That was Ally McGraw's big debut in the movies with Richard Benjamin. Remember that movie? Goodbye, Columbus. That was a good film. Anyway, the Association did the theme song to that movie. Got a survey here of the top things that annoy us the most that our neighbors are doing to us. Top 10. Here you go. Number one, having a loud dog that barks through the night. We have a neighbor. I don't know where the dog is, but it sounds like the dog is being attacked by another dog. He's yelping like a screech. Taking your parking spot or blocking your driveway. Having a messy lawn. Having a tree or hedge that blocks your view. Having loud parties. Used to have neighbors like that. This guy used to shoot off fireworks on the 4th of July, 5th of July, right through to August. Thank goodness he moved. Letting their cat use your lawn as a toilet. Letting their obnoxious kids run wild. Watching TV or movies with the volume turned up. Having a baby that's always crying. And spying on you. Then reporting what they see to the other neighbors. It sounds like me.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturt Event means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win. Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturt Event, a little village of Sturt Event, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Serving my country required sacrifice. Sacrifice that changed my life forever. I remember the day I came home. Because of my injuries, this house wasn't right for me anymore. I remember the narrow doorways, the small bathrooms, the shelves out of reach when in my wheelchair. Every day was full of obstacles. I felt trapped. I remember a better day. The day my family received a specially adapted custom home from Homes for Our Troops. That day changed everything. Now we have a safe and accessible home to enjoy the freedom I fought for. This place, our home, is exactly what we needed to rebuild our lives.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
The
local news, and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dion DiMucci, the Wanderer. That's when he went on his own. He left the Belmonts and went on his own, had a couple of big hits there. It's 823 WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 81. A beautiful night tonight. Clear lows 59. Getting cold out there. Sunny with a high near 81 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 63 degrees. Right here at Radio Park. Local news and timeless hits with Gary Puckett of the Union Gap.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But
but it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind? A woman wears a certain look when she is on the move, and the man can always tell what's on her mind. I hate to have to say it, but that looks all
WRGN, local news, timeless hits. How about some good news? We could all use some good. I'm tired of hearing bad news. Here's some good news for you this morning. A 16-year-old Eagle Scout in Georgia has now earned every single merit badge you can get. 137 of them. That's 137 badges. Wow. That's less than 500 people ever have done that. And a couple in England are finally retiring after fostering more than 600 children over the past 56 years. They also have 5 kids of their own. Talk about having a big heart. 600 kids. Wow. And everyone probably remembers them. Isn't that something? 8:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on, all right?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 65 people in 9 states are sick after eating eggs infected with salmonella. Public health and agriculture officials have traced the source to an egg farm in Wisconsin. The eggs were distributed to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under labels like Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. They've since been recalled. Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, but he embraced one of its key provisions at a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the state.
Project 2025 is a sweeping action plan for the next Republican president to overhaul the government. Last week in Wisconsin, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona warned public schools are under attack. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. No criminal charges will be filed against officers involved in the July 10th shooting at Cliffside Park. Jesse Pratt of Caledonia was killed, with police saying he admitted to shooting his mother and setting her house on fire in the days before the park shooting. In the park, he reportedly fired a gun in the air and reached for his weapon despite officer commands. A Kenosha County high school runner is recovering after being struck by a car during practice on Friday. Westosha Central High School cross-country runner Reed Hanch suffered serious injuries, including brain bleeding, a fractured skull, a broken orbital, and a fractured nose. He was struck near Highway 50 in Paddock Lake. A prayer vigil was held last night near the high school to support his recovery. You may soon be able to make a caffeine withdrawal at a former Kenosha bank. Starbucks has proposed converting the former North Shore Bank on Green Bay Road into a new cafe with a drive-thru. The company wants to make modifications to the existing drive-thru to better suit the coffee company's needs. It's the location in the Southport Plaza. A final review is expected at the city's Plan Commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
I think you should buckle your seatbelt, but I feel bad for the people in the back seat. They always seem like they're less important than people in the front. You ever watch like 4 people get in the car? People in the back just sitting there. No. People are front all like buckling up like they're going out of the atmosphere. You know, click, click, clickety, click, 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 click. People in the back going, hey, what's going on up there? It don't matter, you're in the back. Your belts are squished down in those seats anyway. You'll never find them. Hey, wait a second, don't start the car. They're trying to pull them out. Give me a rope or something. I hate when you're driving and you pick up a friend and they get in and they don't buckle their seatbelt up like right away, but they will like 10 minutes into the drive after you have some goofy turn. Without saying to you, they'll just, you know, pull that belt down. You got a problem all of a sudden? So what I do, as they're looking down, I go, ah!
Hey, did you catch Paul Harvey this morning with the rest of the story at 7:25? No! Well, we got another Paul Harvey rest of the story, 12:05 with Cindy Huber's show this afternoon. So if you missed Paul Harvey and you didn't get your fix this morning, 12:05, the rest of the story, Cindy's got him for you, coming up here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today. Beautiful day with a high near 81. Right now it's sunny and 63 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's Creek Alley. These are the Mamas and Papas.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Dolly said, Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south. Danny says, Dolly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you? So Danny and Sebastian sat tonight, oh. And after every number they passed the hat. McQueen and McGuire still are getting high. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. Most John and Saul, and that was the most fun. McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher. That's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
WTR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, traveling band, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I now have a public service reminder for you. A study found the best cities to be in for a zombie apocalypse: Houston, New York, and San Antonio. Miramar, Florida, near Miami, is the worst place to be, unless you're a zombie, of course. So if you live near Miramar, Florida, it's time to pack up and move. That public service reminder from a civic media station, WRJN, at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and also the legendary AM frequency, historic frequency, 1400 AM. See you again. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know, someone asked people to name things that aren't as good as they used to be. A lot of modern day stuff made the list, like YouTube, dating sites, online recipes. Facebook made the list. For a few years, it was about reconnecting with friends. Now it says photos of your friends' kids. And a lot of people arguing about politics. How about flying? It's not as good as it used to be. The seats are smaller, the food is worse, the fees are higher, and the passengers are unpredictable. I would go further than that. The passengers are lunatics, so be careful. I never remember passengers like this all the years I was flying.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
WRJN.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Rascals, local news and timeless hits grooving at WRJN. Are you a big milk drinker? I am. People are oddly passionate about this topic of milk. What's the best type of milk? In a poll, everybody said 2%. There was a couple of skim milk fans and so forth. Are you all kicking it and drinking whole milk? This is what the poll found. 2% is more popular than whole milk. More people than you'd expect drink almond milk. 33% of Americans drink 2%. Whole milk is next at 30%. Almond milk is third. And 11% drink 1%. 8% drink skim milk. And just so you know, whole milk is not 100% fat. It's 4% milk. A lot of people think, well, I'm not drinking that whole milk. It's like 100% fat. It's not. It's 4%. It's just a little bit worse than 2%. 8:53. I'm a big milk drinker, so I should know. 8:53. Classics 4. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN with Spooky.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Yost and the Classics 4 and Spooky. What happened to the Classics 1, 2, and 3? Did we ever have one of those? Or
they got recycled, Don.
Or they just started at 4.
No, they got recycled.
All right, now that summer's on its way out. And by the way, summer is not over. I know it feels like it's over because it's, you know, when you wake up, it's 49 degrees outside. But summer's not over till September 22nd. Now that summer's on the way out, what are the things you'll miss most about summer?
Oh, my goodness. Heat.
That's right. Warm weather came at number one.
Oh, yeah.
What's next, you know?
Warm weather. Guys in shorts?
Well, close.
Really?
Wearing fewer clothes came out number two. And number three.
Number three.
You're pretty good at this.
Well, the roads are in better condition.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They've got barrels all over the roads all summer.
Well, yeah, but there's no ice or sleet.
Summery fruit came out number three. In fact, all the foods, watermelon, one of the most popular foods people will miss the most. And comes barbecues and eating ice cream. Now, you can eat ice cream year-round. Just
Don,
you know.
I can't believe I said nice roads when I totally miss fruit.
But when you think about it, you'll miss ice cream. Every supermarket in America sells ice cream year-round.
Year-round. I eat it year-round. Can't you see? It's right here. It's right here. It's right here.
What's the joke? I'm on a low-fat diet. I got to get rid of some of this low-fat. All right. Cindy Huber coming up next. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you tomorrow morning bright and early. At 6 a.m., be here for local news and timeless hits.
My love is warm.